When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Hello and welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast where we read the worst reviews in the most dramatic fashion. My name is Alex.
My name is Christine, and we are here with episode 126, which I'm very excited about. It's Diners on Route 66 is the theme today.
Correct. And the challenge was for you to find reviews where the reviewer mentioned that they're related to the owner or a staff member.
Or that they know them.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay.
I was like, uh-oh.
No. Yeah, I forgot how specific things got.
Yes. So that was very easy. And so I have quite a few for that. And a lot of people wrote in with some diner reviews, too. So
yeah, it's going to be fun. But first, I did want to say one quick thing. If you don't know, I do have another podcast called Human Seeking Human. And I'm realizing now we never talked about that time that you were on it with me. We never mentioned that
you
on
didn't?
Here. I'm pretty sure we didn't. That was on me. I
thought we did.
I don't think I did.
Okay, my bad.
Not your bad. I should probably promote my own show. But I wasn't too happy with where things were going, so I decided to hold.
It was after I was on. It's like, never mind. This is a big mistake.
No, weirdly, I was like, that's what kind of led to it. I was like, this is fun to have someone to bounce off of.
The inspiration.
You inspired me to get a co-host, so I literally accepted applications from my listeners
instead of me.
Of you. And I found one. So yeah, because you're not a listener. So.
Right.
So I found a new host, and yesterday's episode is without the host, but next episode is going to be with a new host, and it's going to be a new, brand new show, and I'm like super excited for it.
It's a new era.
It's scary. It's exciting. But yeah, went through a bunch of applications, and I found the one.
The one. TM, TM. Yes, I'm very excited to hear how it goes. It's going to be a shift, but it'll be good.
Definitely for the best.
Yeah, I think it'll be good. And if you ever need, you know, me to inspire you on anything else, you can contact my manager.
Okay, will do. Because I was looking into a new co-host for this show, actually.
Were you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to jump through a lot of hoops. But you can go ahead.
Okay.
Try it.
Okay, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
I'll do my best. Anyway, shall we? Should I get started with the thing? So my first review is from an email. This is from Lupita, who says, "Hello, Sibs. I hope I'm not too late sending these to y'all. We have a diner here in Albuquerque, New Mexico called 66 Diner, right along the historic route. It's a favorite spot of mine, but I've never looked at the reviews. By the way, Christina, I'm a huge Fall Out Boy fan, even though maybe I should have outgrown it by now. I'm 36. Thanks for not making me feel like such a weirdo."
Yes. Well, it is. It should make you. Well, it makes you feel like there's another weirdo just as weird as you. It's not, you know, I'm not claiming to be normal or not weird, but I wore my Fall Out Boy mask to Remicade today.
Nice. Your Fall Out Boy mask? I didn't know you had one of those.
Yes. Eva sent me one. I was about to say, I was thinking earlier, well, probably I won't bring up Remicade today. And within the first, 3 minutes, here we are. But yes, I wore my Fall Out Boy mask today. So thanks, Lupita.
Yeah, Lupita. Basically, what she's telling you is that you're weird.
Basically, what I'm telling you is I'm a bigger fan than you are.
Where's your Fall Out Boy mask? Anyway, here's a review by Miranda of Diner 66 in Albuquerque, New Mexico. 2 stars. Another ruined conversation. Good food. Too bad it comes at such a cost. I get to see my friend once per week for a few hours. Our attempted deep and important conversation is interrupted every 10 minutes at every restaurant we have tried. It's unfortunate. I can't.
What?
I am losing
it. I'm sorry.
I cannot believe this is real. And it's funny. I went through these reviews. These are Google reviews that Lupita sent in. I was going through these reviews and I never saw this one because I didn't go to the 2-star ones. So I'm so glad Lupita sent this in because I missed it. Because I have other reviews from this place, but not this one. It's not even over yet. It's unfortunate that we'd have to be rich and eat at true 5-star restaurants in order for our conversation to be respected.
In order to be ignored by the servers. Yeah, what are you talking literally. About?
Is that going to be picked up? It's really
this
loud.
Birds?
Yeah.
Just a speaker in the corner.
Oh, is that just the part of the ambiance of our show? Got it. Okay.
Cool. Well, Junie needs entertainment too. And he's looking out the window right now.
And he hates our voices. At least it's a pretty sound instead of like...
Remember when
LA
it was
traffic.
Children screaming?
Oh, the children. That's true, actually. And the helicopters. The children and the helicopters is what our old life
Very
was.
Apocalyptic.
Anyway. How hard would it be for the waiters to walk by slower or stand in one spot where they can see and watch for a hand to go up?
What?
I guess my friend and I can't go out to eat anymore. End of review. And it even starts like you think it's going to be so much more dramatic, but you see your friend once a week for multiple hours. It's not even like the once a year we get to go out to eat. It's like literally every single week you get this opportunity to go out. Why not have a deep conversation on the phone and then have like spend an hour going out to eat? I don't understand.
I don't think I've ever heard somebody complain that people were too attentive at a restaurant.
Especially reading these diner reviews, the number one complaint was how inattentive
the
staff
exactly.
is.
Yes, exactly.
100%.
You could probably... go to like a 2-star restaurant and have your important conversation. What could be so important, by the way, that every single week you have to have this conversation?
I have no idea. This person just seems like a lot. And you look at the diner photos, it is exactly what you think of when you think of like American diner. So it's not a place that feels suited for a deep emotional or whatever it is conversation.
Well, what you forget is that she's not wealthy.
You know what? I did forget that.
Yeah. It's something you need to keep in mind.
I did forget that.
Every week she meets with her friend to discuss the failings of democracy and the economy and mm-hmm. why she's not wealthy yet and why her MLM isn't picking up. And it's really actually very depressing.
Okay. It's pressing or depressing or both?
Both. Okay. Really?
Both. Yeah. You know what? I think you just... summed it all up for us, so thank you.
Can you
especially
imagine
the whole MLM bit. That was totally...
I'm trying to think of... I don't even know what I'm trying to think of, but can you imagine being the server and walking up and saying, would you like some drink? And then getting, like, daggers, like, not again.
Yeah.
You're ruining our important...
I do not get it.
...meal. And I can't really wrap my head around this to be... What did they do during COVID?
So what do they think a 5-star... Yeah, that's true. This was 2 years ago, this review.
Oh, never mind.
But what do you think they think a 5-star restaurant is like? Not that I go to those, but like I can't imagine it being inattentive. No,
they stand in a corner and watch you behind a plant like she wants them to.
Exactly.
Do.
It's like, oh, like wait for me to raise my hand before
Server
you come.
Stay in one spot and watch me the whole time.
I have a feeling this person's never had a job working as a server. I haven't, and I know that
she's
this
had
is
like
ridiculous.
16 because she keeps getting fired.
That's true.
Because she stands in one spot and refuses to ask anyone if they need a refill.
You got me there.
Oh boy. Anyway, that was probably the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Yep.
Good start. So I have an email. Oh, P.S. Sarah is the one who suggested this theme. I forgot to
throw
out to Sarah, who was on a trip to the Grand Canyon. Probably not anymore, but was when this email came out or when this email came in. So Sarah found a review of the diner where she and her family ate, and it's called Cruisers Route 66 Cafe.
Cool Cruisers?
Cool
Cruisers. Oh, no.
Can you imagine the combination?
I unfortunately am imagining it, and it's the worst thing I've ever imagined.
They have really deep conversations every time they go.
Pulls a bar stool.
Pull calls a barstool. Eek. Okay. Oh, no. And she also wrote, this one would have gone really well with a challenge a few weeks back about including a weird flex in the review.
Oh, mm-hmm. I love that. Okay, good. Because I think I could have done better. So thank you.
No, no, you did great. But here's just because I decided I need to insert myself into your challenge. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Okay, one star by Sam of Cool Cruisers Route 66 Cafe. Service was friendly but slow. I have a BBQ following of over 185,000 people in BBQ, and I know BBQ well. Sorry. Pulls up Barstool.
I was really hoping you wouldn't say thousand.
I said thousand, yes.
I was hoping you'd just say over 185 or whatever, and then like left it at that. I've been like, that would have been good. But wow, I'm a little impressed.
It's true.
Okay, fair.
Just saying.
Fair.
Just saying. I'm just picturing everyone pulls up Barstool, and then everyone else pulls out Barstool and leaves because this person just arrived at the bar to talk about his 185,000 people following. Anyway. I have a BBQ following of over 185,000 people in BBQ, and I know my BBQ well. I had the sampler plate, and not one thing I would ever order on its own again from this establishment. The best thing I tasted was the BBQ sauce, and I'm not a sauce guy, but it was needed in order to choke down the $22 buck plate. The beer was the only enjoyable part of the meal. The meatball soup came with only half of a meatball, and was bland and also a complimentary hair. Gross. The only thing worth coming back for is the beer. I hate having to review this so negative, but it's an honest review. End of review.
Honest. What was it?
In my humble but honorable opinion.
It was at least honest and honorable.
Extremely.
Okay. Having a social media following, even
is
if it's
what
about
it means?
A, yeah. What else did
Why
it
would you mean? Just say I have a BBQ following in BBQ?
Isn't that what they meant?
I guess, but I guess I just didn't.
Oh,
fully...
did I not pick? Did I? No, like, I think probably... I filled in the blanks in my head.
I know you guys are hating this word right now, and I should have told you to take a drink every time I said it. You can rewind a few minutes and try it, but I have a BBQ following of over 185,000 people in BBQ, and I know my BBQ well. So I don't know quite.
Don't know quite either.
I mean, I guess it means on like Instagram or something.
I assume it's like a Facebook page of like Brett's BBQ reviews or something. I don't know.
Sam's sizzling BBQ.
But I feel like this doesn't necessarily translate to
having meatball soup.
Being
yeah,
some
probably
sort of
not.
Expert on BBQ. But I'm also not an expert on BBQ. So what do I know?
Well...
not much.
Not much. I don't know much either, but I'm pretty sure meatball soup is not part of barbecue. I mean, BBQ.
It's BBQ.
But please. I could be wrong. I could be totally wrong.
You probably are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most likely.
Okay. My next one is of that same place, 66 Diner from right. that Lupita sent, but these are my own.
What do you mean your own?
I got these myself.
Okay, it sounds like you meant these are your
thoughts and feelings. I did not write these thoughts and feelings.
I knew that. I just wanted you to
but
clarify.
But you know what? Lupita did not send them to me, so nice try taking credit.
Okay.
here is a one-star review by Lou.
Pita. Sorry.
The next one's by Pita. This one's by Lou. Oh my God. Let me get to it. Okay. This is a one-star review of 66 Diner in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I don't know. Sorry. This is one of my least favorite reviews ever. I don't know why. It's not even... maybe... okay. Just gonna read it. Ordered the chicken fried steak. It was a large piece, I thought, until I cracked open the heavily burnt shell. The flavor of the steak itself would have been great if the steak had not also been burnt. The two servings of mashed potatoes looked amazing and even had great flavor. The only problem with those is they were pretty cold by the time it made it to me. Luckily, I asked for a side of gravy, which was plenty hot. P.S. If a family walks in not wearing coats, don't stick them at the coldest table. And then, so that's kind of was...
oh, gosh.
That's like first bit is like the whole cold thing. Literally just say, can we be moved? Like, can we sit somewhere else? It is beyond me. But that's not all. Because the owner responded... and said this. Hi, Lou. We appreciate you bringing this to our attention. We do wish you would have shared the issues with your server, as we're always happy to fix these issues on the fly for our patrons. We'll also make sure to address this issue with our kitchen staff, so mistakes like these can be avoided in the future. End of response. Lou did not like that response.
Oh, come on.
This is what Lou had to say. I was exhausted from driving for 11 hours. I didn't care to have something else made or even a substitute. I wanted to eat some awesome food. That did not happen. I did tell one person, the girl that took my payment, she offered to have something made for me or to remake it. Really? If I wanted that, I would have asked the waiter. I was only able to eat 3 to 4 bites of the steak. What a waste of $13. If it, not quality, don't let it leave the kitchen. Much to be desired from 66 Diner. I'll find elsewhere to eat from now on when I'm in town. End of review.
When I'm in town, yeah. Well, okay.
They are saying, hey, if you had asked about like the cold, about the food you didn't like, just we would have done something.
Yeah, but they did.
Well, and then his response is, well, I didn't want to ask that, or I didn't want to bring it up, but then I did bring it up to the wrong person later. It's like, what do you want
from
them?
So, like, what do they want? Because, I mean, I guess they just want a refund, is my guess.
Okay, well, that didn't make that clear.
No,
but
I just wonder still, I'm still kind of stuck on the coat thing, because my thought is, like, do you think they, like, at the host stand... they're like, oh, you know how they sometimes have somebody come up with menus and they're like, oh, take them to table 6. Mm-hmm. It's like, what do you think they do? Like, are they wearing coats? Are they parkas or are they raincoats? And then they have a what's it called? Bell graph of like, yeah. Is it a down feather coat? Well, maybe they should sit at 16. I mean, what are you talking about?
It's literally like,
that's not their fucking problem.
No, it is not at all.
You don't wear a coat in the cold weather. What are you doing?
Say something. Remember, we sat somewhere. We were at Simsy's and we were cold, and we told them about it, and they moved us.
We spent 15 minutes being like, oh my gosh, I don't want to be rude.
Yes,
but we were underneath so an AC vent. It was freezing in there.
But we weren't like, how dare they sit us there? No.
And if they were like, we don't have a table, we would have been like, okay, we'll just order more beer. Yeah,
exactly. And we would not have gone to leave a 1-star review. Like, holy shit. I don't know. I don't get it. The business seems like they're trying to do what they can. And all this person wants is to complain and leave a 1-star review. It just made me, I don't know. It just made me really, really not happy.
Well, I'm glad, because this one's going to keep you there. So this is a review of a place called Kicks on 66. And it's a 1-star review by Bill.
Why won't you say where it is? Do you not know how to pronounce it?
I have no idea where it is. I didn't write down where it was. I just looked at a list of the top diners on Route 66. And
it's in Tucumcari.
It's in what?
Tucumcari, New Mexico.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I looked up how to say it, and that's what it said.
Oh, I thought it was... I have that later in my... I'm glad you said that, because I thought it was Tucumcari.
I'm pretty sure it's Tucumcari, based on what
God.
I saw.
Okay.
I'm just, okay, you know what? If we're wrong, then it'll give us more engagement on social media.
That's what we want. Okay. This is a review by Bill, 1-star. It's really depressing when you have been driving for days and all you want to do is sit down in a restaurant to eat, but you can't because too many people believe in this stupid plandemic. End of review.
What? What does it, so you because you have a mask policy or something? Oh, they're closed because of
Corona. This was sometime in 2020.
Jesus fucking
They were
Christ.
Like doing takeout. Stop swearing so much.
Why?
Because you're making me anxious.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm nervous. I feel like
it just made me mad hearing the phrase plandemic.
Plandemic is not good.
No, that's such a ridiculous thing.
I know somebody who messaged that recently. It was someone we know. Well, okay.
Okay. We're going to have to talk about this. Excuse me?
But it was someone, the listeners don't know this person, but we do. And they thought it'd be nice to DM the Facebook, the And That's Why We Drink Facebook page. It just said plandemic. We were like, what? Okay.
What?
We never like checked that inbox on Facebook. So we were like, oh, okay.
Well, that's a hoot and a half.
A hoot and a half. I like how I say stop swearing and you're like, okay, I'll go the opposite.
I'm trying. You said
I'm sorry.
You're anxious.
I should have bossed you around.
No, you're feeling anxious. It's important.
No, it's not. Oh, okay. It's really not. It's just me.
Fuck your anxiety. Okay sorry. Perfect. That was too far.
Can you just please find a fucking middle road here? You're,
I know
you're
a road.
Swerving.
I know a road called Route 66. How about that? And on that route, route 66 is, I think I say route, but then when I say route, or when I say route 66, I say route. But normally I'd say route.
Oh, I say route.
Because earlier I said route, and then when I said the full thing, I said route 66.
Or en route.
I do say en route. En route.
I say ennui.
I say ennui, yeah.
I say
en passant.
What?
En passant.
What?
It's a chess term. Sorry.
Ampersand?
Just Google it.
Okay, I won't.
Holy hell.
Plandemic. Anyway.
Plandemic.
It's depressing for Bill. That's all you need to know.
So.
He's depressed now. Because he's in the car and he just wants
to eat. Ridiculous.
But he has to, he has to eat sitting down inside a restaurant.
I did see a lot of these reviews, which was weirdly like positive, kind of nice to see. A lot of the reviews were complaining about mask usage or lack thereof, saying about how many anti-maskers there were going to these places and that they didn't require masks. And it was kind of reassuring that people were reviewing based on that, because it's very based on safety. But then, yeah, sprinkled in there, you'll get a couple people who are way the opposite and are like, how dare you discriminate against me and my disabilities? I'm not able to wear a mask. And it's like, you get those kinds of reviews too. Anyway, let's move on.
Okay.
You started this, for the record.
Okay.
66 Diner. This is by...
By PETA?
PETA. I was like, what was it again? PETA. One star review by PETA. I'm positive. No amount of nostalgia can justify the prices here. It's a diner. $8 appetizers? No friggin' way. Staff is slow, unhelpful, and not well presented, with hickeys showing.
That actually sounds pretty 60s on brand to me.
Like, hey, but, like, okay. I love how that's there, like, Jesus Christ. You have a hickey. Like, what? Who? I don't know. I've personally, I have never in my life noticed someone's hickey.
I don't think I really have either, quite like frankly. Unless it was like a friend of mine and I was like, what the hell?
Okay.
Like I was like sitting down with them and talking to them, but not like...
I don't run in those circles, so...
I know.
I don't... Yeah.
This was back in the 60s, I'm talking.
Oh, of course.
Sorry, to be clear.
Of course, that makes more sense. It just seems like such a weird thing to me. Like, they had so many hickeys, these servers. Such a bizarre complaint.
It's not like, oh, they had... And also, it was probably one person with one hickey, not like everybody's running here. Unless this is really like a sex haven or sex den. It might be. I don't know.
And this
or
person
makeout
had to
den.
Watch them all get the hickeys, too. So they saw from the beginning to
the
end.
The hickeys were just like increasing. They were like exponentially increasing by number. It's better than like, oh, they had dirty fingernails or like they had a cut on their hand. I mean,
yeah,
or like
I agree.
Pink eye. I mean,
it's like what they do in their own time.
It's not like a hygiene problem.
Exactly. There are so many complaints that I was like, yeah, that's pretty gross that they do that with, you know, but same thing with like tattoos and piercings. Like if it doesn't affect you, just keep your mouth shut. Anyway, tortillas are served almost cold and pepper is the spice of choice, overwhelming any other spice they might have used. Grandson wouldn't eat the chicken strips. A taste told me it may have been the slight fish stick flavor they carried. Chicken in the enchiladas was bland. Once you got beyond the black pepper crust. Route 66 Robbers should be the name of this diner.
That was clever.
Mm-hmm. I thought so too.
That was really clever.
I miss the days when we would have reviews without reviews like that.
Yeah, like more like blank. Yeah. More
like stank of America.
Prank of America.
Prank of America.
I miss my game show days when I was the host of a game show.
That was like, if I were to win an award for podcast editing, it would be for that episode.
You had people start booing like in the middle.
Christina, I feel like when I think of the effort I put into Beach Too Sandy, I'm like, will I get back to those days?
Where you were like, oh, cool cruisers, we'll put pirate music under.
I was like, so, and I still sometimes do, but that episode, that game show
episode. You put applause, you put all sorts of stuff.
It took so much effort, but I feel like, but I haven't been inspired since. Like, it was very much a moment of inspiration.
My bad. Maybe I should be Steve Harvey more often.
Maybe, Christina, maybe.
I remember that, and I remember putting it in the 100th episode. So if you guys were like,
what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, find it there. One. Well,
it was Banks in like Charlotte or
that's
something.
That's right. Yes, it was Banks. But I also put it in the 100th episode. But what were we saying?
I don't know. It's probably your turn.
Okay. This is an email from Taryn who says, I went to college in Flagstaff and since it's on Route 66, checked out the reviews at the diner my roommate used to work at. Now, I didn't realize in the email there was a photo included and there was also a link to the Yelp page. Mm-hmm. So I didn't look at the photo and I saw this phrase that Taryn included that says, this person's being a little hyperbolic, basically. And I was like, oh, I bet if I scroll through the Yelp, like maybe I'll find the review they're talking about, that she's talking about. And then I found it and I was like, oh, why did I ever doubt that I would find the most hyperbolic review on Yelp? And I found it. And then I went back to the email and realized like she had literally put a photo, like a screenshot of the review. So
I was going to say, Taryn sent you on a little bit of a journey, but
I thought it was. And then you
put yourself on the journey.
I fully put myself on the journey. And then Taryn was like, I told you literally from the beginning, but okay, nice job. So this is a one-star review by Anonymous. Literally the worst food I've ever ingested. I can't believe I wasted half an hour on the toilet getting this out of my system. Lettuce on burger was bruised and old and dripping with grease. Our burgers were like the black, rotten, barking patty from SpongeBob. They included a photo of the patty in case you were like, which one, patty?
The SpongeBob patty? Or yep. Oh, I love that. Okay.
Like a screen grab from a sponge, which I was like, that's quite a thing to go out of your way to find. Yeah. But thanks. The mac and cheese was like taking a bite out of my tires after running them through a 36-hour tour in Africa. Not to mention that the whole meal for three people was $70. I regret not staying home and filling my gut with two whole bags of pizza rolls. I almost forgot about the gelatin onion rings and the dirty mushroom in my lemonade.
Okay.
But my thought is, if there was a mushroom in your lemonade, like, You can't tell me you didn't take a photo of that, but then you went and found the SpongeBob screen grab to like make your point.
How does that?
What are you like, talking about?
I'm picturing the server coming over, accidentally a mushroom falls off the plate, and the server's like, oh, I'm so sorry, let me go get that replaced for you. Like, that's what I'm picturing. If anything. I don't think the server's walking around with a mushroom and a lemonade, putting it like, here's your lemonade, nothing wrong with it. You know what
don't
I mean?
Look
like
inside the cup.
I know they're busy, so like maybe it could slip by, but like that
maybe
seems like a weird thing to happen.
Maybe it's
happen
like the the vegan version of like when they put scorpions inside a tequila bottle. It's like the mushroom inside the lemonade is sort of a seal of authenticity.
Hey, look, I love mushrooms and I love lemonade, so I'd try it because, hey, I don't like scorpions.
But see,
so why would I try that? But I love mushrooms and lemonade, so maybe together they make a wonderful pair.
Well, I think that the reason, like, Anonymous knew that somebody would have this thought, so they prepared by saying it was a dirty mushroom.
Oh, no, true. Yeah, you're right. You're saying you misled me there, like, by continuing to talk about it because I was, like, all on board. And then I remembered.
Let me remind
you. It was dirty all along.
Which is really amusing to me, which means I pulled it out and inspected it for cleanliness, which is, like, you'd think you wouldn't really take the time once there is already a mushroom in your lemonade
you
to
pull
determine.
It out and you're like, you know what? For a fungus, this is pretty dirty.
For a fungus that grows in soil, I don't know if I want this in my lemonade.
Mom just told me that she got mushrooms. Spores or something. And she's like, yeah, I'm going to walk around like the yard and like put it on trees.
Stop it.
So that she can grow mushrooms for us to eat.
Are we allowed to put them on those trees? Like, are they good for those trees? Maybe she should Google to make sure they're the right trees.
Yeah, I don't know. But if a tree falls on, if it kills a tree and the tree falls on my room and kills me, what a way to go.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the most vegan way to go, getting killed by a mushroom.
By a mushroom.
So, hey.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Died how I lived.
Full of fungus.
Where
yes.
were we? Yes.
Okay.
Dirty fungi.
I almost forgot about the gelatin onion rings and the dirty mushroom in my lemonade. All the food was served on a sheet of paper.
What?
That's why Taryn was like, well, she didn't say this, but was like, go find the most hyperbole.
This
was
is
what
literally
I told
like,
myself.
There is so much in here that's clearly hyperbole. And then it's stuff like that that's like, okay, like they're being, it's like so unnecessary. Like the other stuff is like actually for effect, but this is like, what? Like
they put a burger on top of a piece of fax paper and like carried it. What are you talking about?
Are they saying there's a tray with like a paper
maybe.
Like similar to like a fast food place?
Well,
I mean, it's a fucking
maybe,
diner.
Let me finish.
Okay.
All the food was served on a sheet of paper on top of a hubcap ripped from a 98 Civic. Which sounds kind of cool to me.
I mean, okay, yeah.
I'm like, that's classic diner. Eat it out of a literal hubcap.
True. You lost me at piece of paper, but you got me right back with that hubcap.
This person lost me with a toilet for the first sentence.
Oh, that's
I was
true.
Like, I don't know
minutes.
If I really want to read the rest of this, but here we are. The seats were literally made of recycled wood from the lumber mill down the street. So I mean,
wait, is that bad?
Yeah,
that seems cool.
I guess it's like upcycled. It feels like very Magnolia, like very Target. That kind of,
what the fuck is Magnolia?
Oh, come on, Alexander.
A Target Magnolia. Brand, I assume.
No,
the way you just said Target.
Chip what? And Joanna Gaines. Never mind. This is showing my HGTV side a little too. My Cricket side.
Oh my god.
My
okay.
Cricket machine side.
I have
side.
No idea what's going on right now.
Seriously?
No, I've just did that Chip and who?
You don't know who Chip and Joanna Gaines. I mean, I'm really serious right now. You don't
No,
know.
No, I don't.
Oh, they're like HGTV stars who have this show and they became really popular and they do all these home renovations for people.
Are they okay?
They're in Georgia.
What's their show?
Or no,
called?
They're in Texas. I'm sorry, in Waco.
It's pronounced Wacko. So that's another Office reference. Okay.
And they have their own TV channel.
Yeah, Fixer Up. Okay, yeah, I know them. I just didn't know their names. Sorry. I probably should have. I'm not like a fan.
Yeah, they live in Waco. It's a whole thing. It's very
it's a whole thing.
That they live in Waco. It's a whole thing. But they their whole, you know, it's very kind of like farmhouse chic, you know.
Okay, yeah.
Like things that look like a little rustic.
Well, would you say they act as like part-time counselors to clients who can't see a structure's beauty beyond the blemishes?
Actually, I wouldn't really say
oh,
that.
Oh, you wouldn't?
Okay. No. I mean, okay. Nice try. Nice guess.
Okay. Do you want, should I guess again?
Yeah, maybe. Should I again?
Combined, do you think that Chip and Joanna save homes that look hopeless, renovating the imperfect and revealing them as what they were always intended to be?
Seems like a lot of words.
Yeah,
that
well, it's
I
a
didn't
lot of
totally
words.
Follow, but let's go with a maybe.
Okay, maybe. Yeah, okay.
But I'm glad that you really brainstormed that.
Yeah, yeah.
That was pretty well written.
Thank you.
I mean, well improvised. Okay, so...
Oh, no, I wrote it down as I was reading it to you. Yeah.
You put it on...
Because I needed to, you know, put that out there to the world. And
okay,
so I published it on my...
Put it on Twitter.
Twitter, yes. Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, the seats were made out of recycled wood from the lumber mill down the street, which sounds pretty cool to me, but whatever. Mm-hmm. The service here was dreadful, and I was treated like a prisoner being served underfunded cafeteria food. End of review. That's the end.
Jesus.
Of that.
That is not the... of that...
Sorry, that...
Oh, my God.
What if I did that every time? I was like, that's the end of the sentence. Now be quiet.
Dun, dun, dun.
Let me finish talking. No. That's the end of the whole review, aka one giant paragraph of hyperbole.
I really dislike... Like, they were not the only one that compared eating at these diners... to like prison food or prison experience.
Really not.
And it's like
really not cool, man.
No. Oh wow, your mashed potatoes were served in a metal bowl and you're gonna like cry foul. Like it was bizarre. Like the things, one star review about how everything tasted good but they were disgusted that it was served in like a plain metal bowl.
Then why would you even eat it if you're so disgusted?
Well, that's the thing. They skipped their ice cream, though.
Oh,
that's
come
the thing
on.
Is like we skipped the ice cream, so which means that they didn't skip the potatoes. So they ate right. The potatoes and were like, man, it's so disgusting what they were
this
just served
so
in.
Gross.
But yeah, so no ice cream for us.
Where do they think food comes from? Like if you go to Panera, where do you think that mac and cheese comes from? Don't look at me like I know the answer.
Are you asking me?
I'm just saying.
I know I could tell it's hypothetical, but I was like, I feel pressured to answer for some reason.
I was staring at you really intently. But remember that girl who got fired from Panera for posting on Twitter? Or no, not on Twitter, on TikTok,
yes.
Saying how the mac and cheese is served, and mm-hmm. It comes in these like packets, like yeah. These one serving pack, or I don't know if they're not one serving, but you like heat them up and basically like squeeze them into a bowl,
yeah.
And people freaked out, and it's kind of like, well,
what do you expect?
They're not back there with like grating cheddar into
I know.
Bowl. That's it's a little bit. I mean, obviously, it's a little it's disillusionment, you know, but also like. Can you really be that shocked?
It's
I don't
a
know.
Diner. And that's the thing is like, you get the people who are like, it's a diner. Why is it so expensive? But then you get the people who are like, it's a diner. Why am I not getting the best food ever?
Why like, do I feel like what? A prisoner?
Yeah. I don't get it. Just so you know, I am tweeting those words.
Wait,
that I read
real?
To you. Yeah, without context. Because we're recording this 2 days
sorry.
Early.
That's very
so
funny.
So if you feel like going to my Twitter 2 days ago.
And see, don't respond to anybody who goes like,
people
what
are going to be like,
about?
What's this about? They're going to be like, was this a mistake?
Should I just retweet it?
Yeah, we'll do a retweet on Beach Shoe Sandy too.
Okay.
This is so stupid. Anyway, so yeah, check that out.
Check out our socials.
Check out our socials at Zandy Schieffer, at Xteen Schieffer, at Beach 2 Sandy.
For all the latest hard-hitting news you can muster.
Okay. Anyway. Well, really quick, I was going to do this earlier, but I'm giving a shout out to a certain website, dqtravel.net, because that's where I found all my diners, because I went through their list of best Route 66 diners and restaurants.
First of all, you said route. Second of all, I thought you were going to say a shout out to magnolia.com, who gave me the words I just tweeted, but okay, never mind.
Oh, no, I just found that on Google. It pulled it from somewhere.
Chip and Joanna Gaines?
I Googled Chip and Joanna Gaines.
It's probably from their memoir.
It was probably like an IMDb thing. It doesn't matter. Yeah, I'm going to be like one of those t-shirt companies that has like, just pulls random things from the internet for their t-shirt description.
And then the Holocaust is like, wait, what? Exile? Wait, what?
What does the Holocaust have to do with
this shirt says like, you think I'm grumpy now? Wait till I've skipped my morning coffee with a picture of an owl. Like, what does it have to do?
Oh, wow, you have a vision. That's our new merch idea. Call up DFTBA. Okay, to be fair, we've told them stupider shit to make into merch, so they would do it. They would do it with a smile.
No,
and really well. That's the other thing, which is like, how can they make
your
vision
so. Yeah.
so beautiful?
My trash vision that means nothing, and it's just like I close my eyes and that's my vision. Yeah.
Wow, took the words right out of my mouth.
trash vision.
Okay. Anyway, speaking of trash, here's a review of the Big Texan Steak Ranch and Brewery.
You can't say that word ever.
Brewery. I know. I don't know how to do it.
I just listened to one where you said that, but like we both just ignored that you struggled to say.
That's one word I cannot
brewery.
Do. I can't do R as well.
It's
like
a hard word.
Brewery. Like Alexander, to me, like saying my own name, full name, is weird. Schieffer, I don't like it. I can't do R. Anyway, let me read this review.
Yeah, we know. We listen to talk all day long.
One star by the Rural Juror. oh, this is in Amarillo, Texas. An abomination of real Texas steakhouses. Beers are okay, but the steak was stale and the waffle fries were dead long before I entered the premises. I get the feeling that this is more of an experience or tourist trap rather than a decent restaurant. The gal who served me tried to be accommodating. Oh, she tried. But when you take the bite of a bad steak and feel nothing but despair, there's not much you can do. I got 30% off the future contents of a trash can. Yay. End of review.
Oh my God. First of all, that was so disparaging. Speaking of despair. And second of all, why are these people all so depressed? Like you're on a road trip or I don't know if you're on a road trip, but typically it seems like people are
in
visiting
Texas?
For the first time. And
maybe.
It's maybe. I don't know that. But
yeah.
I
mean, that's how I felt last time I drove through Texas.
Well, maybe I shouldn't have even gone there. Good point.
No, I've had some wonderful times in Texas. I'm just kidding. But yeah, I don't know. It is something about these diner reviews that people were just so down about them. Like, and I think part of it, at least for some reviewers, was like for them, diners is like 50s, 60s. Like they're probably older people who like grew up like as a kid going to these types of diners.
Yes.
And now that they're older, they're going back and it's like lost the charm to them.
Yeah.
Because maybe now they're older. But like I'm sure kids nowadays going to these diners would be like, whoa, cool.
I was a kid who went to Red Robin and was like, this is so amazing. Like,
and so people
it's a milkshake and a burger and
a milkshake
onion rings.
Oh my God,
and
this
that's
is heaven.
All they serve inside a tire factory or
to
whatever.
To be fair,
the hell.
We love Golden Corral. So
exactly.
We had very low standards.
Maybe our standards aren't very high, but I mean,
but
obviously
still.
A place, what is it called? Like Route 66?
This one was long. This one was the Big Texan Steak Ranch and Brewery. You just want me to say brewery again.
No, I literally forgot. I thought it was because so many of them are called like 66 something. And when people say like, I bet this is just a tourist trap. It's like, duh.
Yeah.
What do you think?
No,
of course it is. People are driving along Route 66. They want to stop at a diner, get the experience, take photos, you know.
Yeah. And that's what people said in the reviews. They're like, just go for the photo and leave. It's not worth it. Like, but I don't know. What do you expect?
It's
like,
either that or Wendy's or something.
Amazing
like, what's
dining.
The big deal?
Exactly.
You're not like in Milan at the fashion show or whatever happens there. I regret saying that.
That was a sentence. That was a sentence.
I regret saying that so hard. Actually, Ooh. My face is so red right now.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. I'm not culture. I like Golden Corral. Can we just leave it at that?
Yes, I would love to.
Oh my God. How embarrassing. Okay. This is an email from Hannah. of the Denny's in.
Okay.
Speaking of low standards.
I mean, to be fair, if it is on Route 66, then it is, in fact, a diner on Route 66.
And it probably has some pretty intense competition around it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to a Denny's on Route 66, that's your own problem, right? That's your own fault. Just saying.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, like, if you're going to Denny's being like, this isn't the coolest place I've ever been to, it's like, well.
Well, I haven't heard the review yet, so we'll
I don't
see.
Remember what they are, so I don't even know what I'm criticizing here.
I'm like, yeah, because, like, if they say that, yes, you're right, that's ridiculous. But if they got, like, I don't know, if an employee, like, hurt them and stabbed them, then yeah. I'd be like, you know they, believe
right.
it or not, I don't think they deserve
scroll.
That.
Oh, shit, you're right. This person got stabbed 3 times by the server.
Yeah.
Normally I'd find that hilarious, but you just kind of ruined the humor in it. Yeah. So
it would have been funny if they like poisoned them with a dirty mushroom, but
okay, so this is a one star. Oh, it's in how you Tucumcari, is that how you said it?
I don't remember. Tucumcari, yeah.
Okay.
Tucumcari.
Tucumcari, New Mexico. This is a one star review by Glenn. This is the worst experience I ever had with any restaurant, especially one day before Veterans Day. Especially 16 days before Memorial Day.
I love that. I love that. This person is like, my day's coming up. I'm going to milk it. Every day of like 2 days before, 3 days before, I'm just going to say like, it's my weekend.
It's like seventh graders or third grade, I don't know what age, or me at any given year. This is my birthday month. Mm-hmm. And people usually grow out of that, I think, but I don't. So
I was going to say,
I'm saying third graders and also me.
It's like, I would be like, it's my birthday next week. You cannot talk to me like that.
There's a Veterans Day this year. And this is 3 months after Veterans Day. So I don't think you have the right to talk to me this way. This is the worst experience I ever had with any restaurant, especially one day before Veterans Day. Veterans, 31 years in running, Cronus Supply.
What?
Sorry.
Veterans 31. I need some explanation here.
Cronus Supplies. Do you have a guess as to what that could possibly be?
Cronus Supplies?
Yeah.
No, it means nothing to me. Does it mean everything to you?
First of all, it means nothing to anyone because it is nothing, but it's supposed to mean coronavirus.
Oh my God.
And I only know that because it's brought up again later. Okay.
I need you to reread it. You can reread it wrong, like the same wrong way, but at least this
now
time I can
some
put coronavirus in my head.
This is the worst experience I ever had with any restaurant, especially one day before Veterans Day. Veterans, 31 years and running, Cronus Supplies for the USA.
Okay, it still doesn't make any sense to me. I tried.
Disrespect to the military and disrespect as a human being. This day should be shut down and restaffed. I think that was a Freudian slip, and he meant to say this place should be run down. The day before Veterans Day needs to be shut down.
So we can get to Veterans Day quicker? Like,
yeah. I had a bad experience on this particular day, so we should cancel it from all future calendars.
Could you imagine if this? It turns out that this person is the person that speaks for all veterans?
And they're like, this is our spokesperson. Glenn. Like,
you know about Veterans Affairs? Yeah, no, it's just Glenn.
He doesn't know
it's
what
just Glenn sitting at home or sitting at
Denny's. Coronavirus is, but just, we gave him the we gave him the mic anyway for some reason. Disrespect to the military and disrespect as a human being. This day should be shut down and restaffed. The greeting was, "Can I help you? I'm here to eat." And then she walks away and I'm just standing there. Why? She is doing something, but she is not even serving table. She disappeared. So I went in and I got a cup of coffee and I will never come back to this place again. Now I'm going to inform the Senate.
What?
Maybe he is the spokesperson.
Oh my God, yeah, this is a big deal.
Now I'm going to inform the Senate that I'm turning my Cronus virus supplies around back to port. End of review.
Christina, I am so alarmed by this. I think
it's definitely also the photos of it's a real account and a photo of a man in a some sort of uniform.
Okay.
So it seems to be a legitimate
not a case of stolen valor. That's always good.
Can you imagine stolen valor on Yelp? That would be the most that would be the next Oscar sensation.
At a Denny's. Like because of a Denny's experience
on
it comes
Route
out.
On Route 66, they couldn't even find another diner. God. It had to be a Denny's.
Oh my God. What a wild review. I'm like,
can you imagine being a senator and getting a call like, this is Glenn. I went to a Denny's. I'm not delivering your masks that you asked for. I'm turning around.
And like,
turning my big boat around.
I still don't even know what happened. What went wrong? Like, they got their coffee. Like, the problem was that they went in and the person said, can I help you? And then I said, he said, I'm here to eat. And then they disappeared. And then they still sat down and got coffee. So what?
I think he was mad that they said, can I help you? Instead of like, thank you for your service. You're a veteran. It's the day before Veterans Day. I don't know. That's,
yeah, I mean,
my guess is because
calling it disrespect to the military just because of it being the day, because you're a veteran and because it's the day before Veterans Day.
All right, everyone, shut it down. Glenn had a bad experience at Denny's. We're all screwed. Coronavirus is going to rage again because we're turning our ships around.
Back to port. That was also
back to port. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe that's their attempt to being like, hello, I am a Navy man. Don't forget.
Also, who let this person transport coronavirus supplies and Cronus, spelled two different ways, Cronus virus.
Yeah, I don't know. Understand supplies that either.
If he literally doesn't even understand what it is.
I mean, Christina, the Senate allowed it.
The Senate okayed
it. The Senate.
And I shouldn't question that.
No. Be careful. Sorry, be careful what you question. They might shut this whole day down and restaff us.
Oh, no.
Just be careful.
How many days is it before Veterans Day? There's another one canceled off the books.
Okay. It's Happy Glenn Day, everyone. It's not Veterans Day. It's Glenn Day. Here is a review I have of Goldie's Route 66 Diner in Williams, Arizona. This is by Lewis. 1-star review. Service was slow. My fried chicken was cold and had ice in it. Not sure how that was even possible. Cold hash browns. Overall, not a good experience. End of review.
Ew.
It had ice in it.
Ew.
I don't know. Also,
I know how it's possible. It was frozen. I don't know how mushroom in your lemonade is possible, but I do know how ice in your food is possible.
Ice in the chicken.
Freezer burn.
I hear that disgusting. And I'm like, like I'm picturing ice cubes. Like they're cutting it open and it's like, oh, an ice cube plopped out.
They just, I was picturing crushed ice. Like you hear a little crunching.
Oh, like at Sonic or something.
Yeah.
Just like filled it up, like stuffed chicken breast, but it's with
that's
ice.
That's disgusting.
Ice cubes.
Something about that is really repulsive.
It's the chicken, isn't it?
It's probably the chicken with ice in it is probably what it is. At that point, I wouldn't even complain about the hash browns. I'd be like, there is ice in my chicken. That's why
I was like, do I even read the rest of the video? I'm like, yeah, because it's kind of wild that they like put that in the same line as it's cold, like, hash browns.
Yeah, it's like when you read those reviews where it says, someone punched me in the jaw. Also, the soda was flat. It's like, wait.
Yeah.
Priorities? It's no?
Like, go back. Go back a little bit. Tell us a little more of the story. Because like in this case, I'm like, what did you do?
Did
you like return it? Did you just tell them? Like, or do you just eat your hash browns and complain that they're cold? I don't know. What did Lewis do?
They did come in without a coat on.
Oh, true.
So the staff should have known not to serve ice cubes.
True.
I was just thinking when you said that, because you said Lewis, I was thinking, I feel like we always do L names for some reason, and literally the next one I have here is Louise.
I just do it based on my like mood today. But usually it's like
always
the first letter
like,
of their last name, and then I come up with the first name that pops in my head.
See, that's smart. I mean, if you go back and listen, there's probably a lot of... it's like Bill, Tom, Lou, Louise. Okay. This is this email from Hannah of the Denny's, or about the Denny's. 1-star by Louise. The service is unbelievably rude. I am in awe of the treatment I received at dinner last night. The girls need to be replaced stat. Well, first of all, I think Glenn already had that.
Yeah.
Don't even worry. Glenn's on it. The girls need to be replaced stat. I would comment on the food, but I literally took 4 bites and left. Super lucky I don't contact my attorney for the loud public rudeness of the waitstaff. No joke, I am not exaggerating.
Oh my God.
Skip this place. Exaggerating is spelled E-X-A-D-U-R-A-D-I-N-G.
Oh my God. That's not even close.
It's not even close. Also,
no wonder autocorrect didn't fix that.
No. Autocorrect was like, well, this person has an attorney. I'm sure they know what they're trying to say. Never mind. exaggerating. Can you imagine being this person's attorney, though, and getting a call like, or like probably ignoring their calls and seeing another voicemail like, I was at a diner. Oh my God, not again, Louise. You really need to find bigger problems.
I have another thing for our case against the Denny's on Route 66.
How many times have I told you stop going to Denny's? You never have a good experience.
Going to the lawyer's office, like, pull out the Denny's files. How big is it now? Like this giant stack of complaints.
Not to bring up another sitcom, but it's like in Parks and Rec when Tom writes down everything Leslie says, but really he's just like scribbling or drawing, and then he like puts scribbles and throws it away. She's like, oh, he's been taking notes out for years on all of my like really brilliant quotes and inspiration. I feel like that's like the Denny's file is just a bunch of doodles that the attorney's getting paid for, but really isn't actually doing anything about. We're getting really close on the Denny's case, Louise.
Oh my God.
Maybe you need to get some more evidence for us.
I cannot believe that someone's first thought is the staff is not acting how I want them to. Let me call my lawyer. Like, what? Why am I trying to make sense of something?
I don't know, but I'm also watching SVU, and I'm just thinking, like, oh my God, Stabler and Benson wouldn't stand for this, like, for public rudeness. Are you kidding me? It's bigger problems in this world.
Exactly, yeah. All right, I've got another one from Goldie's Route 66 Diner in Williams, Arizona. I swear to God, this is another L last name, so I'm going to not do an L name.
Lou Louise Len.
It's going to be William. This is a good one-star review by Will. Thank you. Well, that's a good
I'm
one,
like
huh?
serious too. I don't think I've ever made up a William.
No, that's a good one. Thank you. I know. One-star review by William. Pros: comfortable seats, cool 50s theme. Cons: nearly everything else. Rude would be one way to describe our waitress. The other can't be published. Burnt fries, cremated fried chicken, tasteless roast beef. If you were thinking that they could at least make a decent burger, you would be mistaken. Save your money and eat elsewhere. As mentioned before, if they relied on repeat business, they would go broke. As for the people who gave 5 stars, you must either work there or be mistaking it for another diner. End of review.
I can't get over the cremated fried chicken or whatever.
You know, it's like a brand new sentence, like a brand new phrase. I've never, ever, in reading any food-related reviews, we've read a lot of them, never seen someone relate something to cremation.
To cremated ashes.
Oh my God, that is something.
To the ashes of a beloved pet or family member that you keep above the fireplace. And
potentially
walls.
A pet chicken.
Potentially a pet chicken.
Yeah, so maybe that really hit close to home.
I don't think you should eat that.
No. Also, I don't know if this person knows what cremated remains look like.
Maybe they looked up synonyms for burnt.
Oh yeah,
right.
Okay.
Like
yeah,
I bet you that's
course.
In the thesaurus.
That's a good point.
That sounds good.
That's a very good point.
Which I'm happy for them if they haven't had any experience with cremation. That's probably a good thing.
Yeah,
if this is their only experience with cremation.
And weirdly, this brought me joy. This review, like seeing that, because I'm like, this is a fresh take. It's wrong.
All right,
it's wrong and it's bad.
Speaking of a fresh
take,
but
it brought joy.
Hot take, everyone. Alex, cremation Cremated brings
take.
Him.
Sorry.
Very cremated take. Cremation brings Alexander joy. Front page news. TMZ. It's a new headline. What a freak.
What a freak. Yeah, I've been called that before, so.
Oh my goodness. Okay, I only have redemptions left.
Nice.
Actually, it's just one redemption. And this was from an email from Mary, who wrote in 2019. So who knows if they still listen, but this is a 5-star review of Route 66 Classic Grill by Evan. Now, this is a review that's been updated. There's 3 reviews, and 2 of them were updated. So this first, the original review is from December of 2017. Really like the place. Food is always good. Staff has always been great, even when they are super busy. The cream corn is over the top. One person found this review cool.
So I like that they started off with a good review. So because a lot of people are like, I go here all the time. This was my first bad experience. And they leave a 1-star review. And it's like.
Yep. Well, this is kind of the exact opposite. Because here's another 5-star review. This has been updated. So original was December of 2017. This one is April of 2018. So 4 months later. Oh my God, the cream corn is over the top.
Again?
But I love that it wasn't even copy-pasted. He's just like, have I told you this yet?
4 months later, like, cream corn still good. Give it a thumbs up.
It's over the over top. Oh my god! Wait,
over the top. I feel like I've only heard it used negatively, but I think in this case they mean it positively.
They do mean
it
positively. I don't think they're using it totally correctly.
Yeah. Okay. Because
to listen to about idiom usage, but over the top usually means like this person on some reality show. I'm watching some really trashy reality show.
Me too. I've been watching a lot recently.
But
what,
like,
have you been watching?
It's called Yummy Mummies. It's based in Australia.
That is right up my alley.
Alexander,
okay.
It is. A friend of mine showed me recently. Shout out to
friends.
Chelsea and Erica. And it is, honestly, Alexander, it's probably the wildest. Like, you know how Australian, I don't know if you know much about Australian TV, but what I've learned from Netflix is that Australian reality TV, it's sort of like there are no rules.
Okay.
It's almost like a lawless land of reality television where you're like, wow, this seems like so quote unquote over the top.
Yeah.
That probably wouldn't even be allowed in the United States.
I'm so excited for this.
They have some bananas reality TV over there and they don't really, it's like no holds barred. So you should watch Yummy Mummies. It's
okay. I will.
Wildest shit ever.
I just told my friends, I said, can we add Yummy Mummies to the watch list? Because we've been watching Love Island UK, which is fantastic. The new season of The Circle.
But I was about to watch that too.
We started Big Brother. Have you seen the original Big Brother, like season one?
No, but Blaze's brother's really into it.
Oh my god, it was the most boring fucking thing I've ever watched.
Oh,
in my
really?
Life. But I think we're watching it wrong. Like, we watched every single episode, and it'll have a full day, and it's like, wait, nothing happened. And then we'll watch another episode, and it's like a recap of everything we just watched. So we're just like, we don't know how to watch Big Brother, but anyway,
well,
sorry.
Someone will tell you now, I'm sure.
Yummy Mummies, I can't wait for that.
Yummy Mummies is so bananas. So anyway, that's what I was thinking when I heard over the top. I'm like, okay, the baby shower that was Versace themed and her house is also, and her bathroom are all Versace themed. Yeah, that's probably over the top is what I'm trying to get at.
I'm the one who kind of forced it, but I see what you're saying. Like,
detour.
That's considered over the top.
We went off Route 66, over the Grand Canyon cliff, crashed to the bottom. Now we're trying to climb my way back out.
We got to the point, though.
We got
it's
to
like,
a
it's
point.
Like Selling Sunset. That's the show. Have you seen that one?
I can't watch it. It depresses me.
It is terrible. And
but
I've watched it all
is the same way.
Obsessively.
I watched like four episodes and I went, and then this is the saddest thing ever. I texted Chelsea thinking, I said, oh, yeah, it got a little depressing, so I had to watch some SVU before bed. And I was like, what did I just say?
Wait, what?
Like, what did I just say? That's so messed up. But they like bummed me out because it was kind of like, oh, these women are so nasty sometimes.
Yeah.
Like,
ooh.
And just like
I'm
so
excited.
Superficial. Anyway.
I'm excited.
So,
over the
speaking
top.
Of which, creamed corn.
That explanation was over the top.
That,
there
see,
you go.
We had a point. That was, we were doing that on purpose. Okay. I say for my smoking car at the bottom of the Grand Canyon. Okay. So
cremated car, but yes.
Cremated car. The cremated corn is over the now that would be over the top.
Oh yes. I
if
agree.
They had cremated it, it'd be a little bit over the top. Okay, so this is the updated one from April. Oh my god, the cream corn is over the top. Really enjoy coming here. Great prices, staff is friendly, plus they have events like bike nights and car shows that look like a lot of fun. So that's the end of the updated review.
Okay, but I want to say that they mentioned they look like fun. They didn't even go, but
no.
They're like have a positive view
they're
of
like,
them already.
Wow, looks, let's say,
what a way to live your life. I
love
that. Makes
just
me happy.
Assuming it's a fun experience, even if you haven't experienced it yet. Now this is another updated review, and this is about 3.5-4 months later. 5 stars. Oh my god, the cream corn is over the top.
Oh, this is.
This is, and everyone's written differently, so it's like he didn't just copy paste it, he rewrote it but in a different kind of cadence.
That's just amazing that
it's that
he's
good.
Actually like continuing to review, because you see something from 5 years ago and you're like, how good can it still be? But hey,
wow,
actually updating.
But it's every 3 months. It's
every
not
three
quite
months,
5 years, but yeah, you know, still they better never mess up that cream corn, because I think talk about a crash landing. Mm-mm. That would Mm-mm. send him probably to the recesses of Bill's depression.
Oh,
and
okay.
The Grand Canyon. Okay, sorry. Let me finish the updated review. This is the final update.
Okay.
Oh my god, the cream corn is over the top. Really enjoy coming here. Great prices. Staff is very friendly. And they have events like bike nights and car shows, which look lit.
Oh, learned a word. I love that.
I think maybe they wrote that wrong, because it looks like look. That look, I messed up. It says they look like a lit. So I think maybe they meant they look like a lot of fun, but they wrote they look like a lit and then just ended it. I'm not sure.
And that was, but they.
But then they ended the update, so.
Why are they, this is, there's something, it feels like this is another one of those sleeper agent type things where they're sending some code to some like somebody, some government website, agency.
A t-shirt website that's copying it, everything down and saving it on.
And they're like, look at the words missing from the previous review and that's mm-hmm. the secret message kind of thing.
Yes.
Because it's similar. Just
it's also written sort of like an acrostic where, I just learned this from the Summerton Man episode that I just covered.
Isn't an acrostic where it's like you have the letters going down each letter of a word and then each letter also spells another word?
Yep. So it'd be like Christine. It'd be like crazy. Cool. I always say cool, but then I'm like, that's a lie. It's not true. So I changed it to crazy. H is for hoo boy. I don't know. Okay.
Hooligan.
So that it's written like that in that every like kind of brief phrase is entered downward and starts with a capital letter. But it's not really because, well, oh.
I have an acrostic Alexander. For you.
What?
It's Zandy.
Uh-huh.
The X is for xylophone. Because I don't know any other X words. That's all.
That's it. It's just xylophone. Just and then Zandy you just gave up. Alexander.
So it looks like xylophone Andy.
If you read this as a an acrostic, it spells O-R-G.
The org, the organization,
like the Sea Org from Scientology.
Oh,
or the org, like the big organization.
Yeah,
that probably Glenn is in charge of.
Wink, wink, wonk, wonk. Okay.
Anyway,
wow. Mm-hmm. That was pretty deep. Thank you, thank you for that deep dive. We dove deep into some topics that we probably shouldn't have.
Most people don't dare.
My last one, I have a redemption after this, but this is Kix on 66, Tucum Carey, in New Mexico. This is by Kyle, 1 star. Disappointing. Hash browns are closer to a molehill than a mountain. End of review. Yeah, I'd hope so, Kyle.
I hope so too, or else we're all dead.
Yeah. A fucking mountain of hash browns, that's terrifying. You can't get out
of that.
It
sounds excellent in theory, but in reality, no, probably not.
Amen, Christina.
Probably nobody needs that.
Amen.
Oh my God, that's like a natural disaster.
So true. Like, you would not be able to write that review, Kyle, if you had received a mountain of hash browns.
Do you know anything, Kyle?
Also, a molehill of hash browns? That's sizable. I mean, like, a molehill's not tiny.
As long as there's not a mole in it who's caving out half the middle of it. If it's a molehill that's been filled in with more hash browns, then that's pretty, it's not hollow, you know.
Fair. But I feel like I don't think that's how molehills are. Generally, they're just they're like mounds. Like, I understand that a mole is underground making them, but I'm pretty sure, like, the hill itself that you see, there's no, like, hole in the middle.
Well,
am I wrong? Like, now you're making me question my understanding of what molehills look like.
Sort of like an ant farm, but made of hash browns, where you could kind of crawl around and create little like tunnels. And
he, like Kyle, could crawl around in them. I think that would be closer to a mountain than a molehill.
Kyle Hill. It's a Kyle farm. He just crawls around and hash browns Kyle farm. And tunnels through.
Like, I know that, like, they crawl out of the holes, but, like...
No, I understand what you're saying. Yes, like, I totally know what you're saying. There's not, like, hollow space inside it. It's not, like, a shell, and then inside is...
Yes, exactly. Yeah, like, there would still, even though, like, moles use said molehill to crawl into the ground and, like, tunnel...
Yes.
There is still...
hefty pile of dirt.
Substance, yes.
Yes.
A hefty pile of hash brown for Kyle to dive into.
For Kyle to just chew his way through.
Yeah.
Is that all you have?
I have one redemption.
Oh, great. Go ahead.
So, ready for the redemption. So, this is from an email. This is from Kayla, her, who's in Oklahoma, and wanted to bring our attention to a Route 66 roadside attraction. So, it's not a diner, but I thought this would be a fun way to end. This is the Blue Whale of Catoosa. Back in the day, this is according to Kayla, back in the day, it was a popular swim park. Now it is clearly marked no swimming and is a quirky photo op. So here is what it looks like.
Oh my goodness.
Can you see that?
It's what really is that? Weird looking, a whale?
It's like a whale structure in here. Here's another picture. It's like a whale structure in a lake. and you can walk into the mouth of the whale. It's like really cute.
I love it very much.
It's like smiling. You can like walk in. But yeah, it says no swimming because it's, you know.
I just looked it up. I'm really into this.
Kayla sent a bunch, but I'm going to read one. But like so some of the cute negatives, people were like, you could drown here. It's like, well, yeah, you're not. It literally says no swimming. Like,
you're at a lake.
And they're complaining there are no lifeguards. Anyway, but this is a 5-star review because we're ending on a good note. This is by Pamela, 5 stars. Cathartic experience that I won't soon forget. The calm of the water invites you into the whale, and before you know it, you're peering out into the artificially blue-dyed waters, wondering where you turned in life to, like Jonah, end up having a spiritual experience inside a whale. Everyone should visit this place. End of review.
Wow.
I want that experience.
Chills.
I want that experience.
I'm jealous of that experience. I would love to experience such an awakening inside a whale.
I have some more info that's relevant to us.
Absolutely. There's a podcast studio inside it.
There will be. Fun fact, I just used all of our Beach 2 Sandy money and bought the Blue Whale of Catoosa.
All of our many monies. All of our big, big dollars.
These are $300 we had saved. All for that, because no one else wanted it.
Yes.
No, what I was going to say is it's only 11 hours away, so...
Wait, really?
Mm-hmm. 11 hours, like, almost exactly.
All right. Road trip.
Road trip. I'm down.
Me too. We could stop at all these cool diners. We could stop at Denny's. Oh, my God.
Sorry, I just got a reply to my tweet about Chip and Joanna. I've had a couple, but the one I just saw was... So I say... They save homes that look hopeless, renovating the imperfect and revealing them as what they were always intended to be. And someone said, all in unremarkable style and grayscale. you're not wrong.
Hey, now.
You're not wrong.
You didn't
wrong.
Even know who they were, okay.
I've seen the show, though.
They make really beautiful.
It's so funny to me.
They make really beautiful.
You can't even say.
Yeah, I can.
You don't know what you're. No.
Yes,
no.
I do. They make really beautiful old farmhouses, and they renovate them.
They make the farmhouse.
Yeah. They take like the shell of it, and then they like build it back up to its former glory.
Yeah, I know. I read all about them to you.
Yeah, you did. Okay, now is it time for my challenge?
Yes.
This is from Sophie, who says find a negative review where the reviewer is friends or family with the owner or staff. And so, let's see. Lacey sent some help. This is a 1-star review of a place called Jay's Elbow Room by Lynn. See the L names, I'm telling you.
What is this place? What is it? Kind
of, it looks like a restaurant.
Okay. Yeah. Elbow Room. That's so funny to me.
Yes. It looks like either a bar or a restaurant. I'm very disappointed tonight. My service was very poor. I used to come here a lot and bring a lot of business around to this place. But tonight, service was just very poorly served. Everyone else around us was getting served but us. It saddens me because I know the owner, but this whole ignoring customer, I'm not used to. As many big tips I leave, every time I come back, I get treated like a new customer, while everyone else is getting great service. It saddens me that I will no longer want to come here even though I know the owner. The service is getting more horrible each and every time. I'm not saying I should get good service because I know who owns the place, but I leave at least a $150 tips every time, and I get treated like a newcomer every single time. It's ridiculous. I feel like it doesn't matter what I tip, I will always get treated different here. So, it's a goodbye. End of review.
I mean, do you think they know the owner? I couldn't tell from that review.
Actually, I got a vibe that they actually don't know the owner, and they're just insisting that they do.
They were insistent.
It is interesting to see kind of the variety of people who claim they know the owner, because it goes from, yeah, he's like a buddy of mine, to all the way to, there was one that was like, I met this guy playing poker and he made fun of all his customers and said they're too stupid to realize they never wash the seafood. And I was like, oh my God. So there's quite an array of people who kind of know the owner.
Well, in this case, it's like, if you truly did know the owner and expected something out of that relationship that you supposedly have, why are you leaving them a 1-star review? Like, clearly you don't know them well enough to, like, want to support them.
I feel like most customers get treated pretty standardly every time they come in, unless you've literally been going there, like, daily to some diner and get the same thing every day. I feel like the servers aren't gonna...
They've been watching too many mob movies or whatever, maybe, where the person the comes usual. In, they're like, oh, we've got your table back here. Immediately serving them with everything that they want.
They know the owner. They probably murdered the owner's grandfather or something.
This is more of a threat than anything.
Yeah, they're being blackmailed into knowing the owner, so I wouldn't even worry about it. You don't want to be in that situation. Okay, speaking of that, I'm going to kind of cut to this part, which I was very excited about. So I had Googled knowing the owner at a restaurant or something. Yeah. And on Reddit, in the subreddit Tales from Your Server,
yes,
people started talking about, somebody kind of brought up like, oh, you know, people who come into a bar, restaurant while you're serving them and they say they know the owner and they deserve something because of it. How do you respond? And so the user who posted that is called Satan is Lemony. And they posted, my favorite tactic to figure out if they genuinely do know the owner is to ask which one. If they can't name a name, tough luck. Whatever ridiculous request you're making, it's not going to happen. However, some people think they can convince us they really do know the owner. You should know who the owner is. I do, but do you? If they keep pushing it, especially expecting freebies or discounts, I always say, well, if you can give them a call or get them to call me, I'd be happy to help you out. It doesn't come around often, but it's one of the most satisfying moments of my job. So that's lovely. Like, I feel like if you have a thing to say back.
Yeah.
Because then it's not rude. If they really do know the owner, it's like, which one? And you're like, oh, Michael. He's my neighbor. Like,
that's a very normal question.
Let me go get him. You know what I mean? It's not like saying, I don't believe you. It's just asking to clarify.
So, yeah, so if you get defensive at a question like that, clearly there's something
up. You're projecting something here. So here's a response by TJ Nova who says, someone told me this the other day. I was like, oh, really? Where do we know each other from? Which I love.
That's hilarious.
And then there's one more comment I'm going to read by Richie70 who says, LOL, try this one. Happened to me several times. I'm a close friend of the owner. Oh, do you mean my dad? Yes. How's he doing? Been dead 5 years. You must not have been too close a friend.
Oh, my
cool,
God.
Cool. That's kind of a way to shut people down if they... if they try to get something, get special treatment.
Yeah. Holy shit. And also, I don't get it. Like, that attitude. I mean, I'm preaching in the choir and everything. But if you go and your friend or someone you know has a business, a restaurant, even a small business, like, asking for wanting free stuff out of that, it's really shitty.
That's what one of them actually said. That they said, you know, my boss always tells me, like, if somebody says that they know me and they want something out of it, they probably don't know me or don't know me well, because none of my friends would do that. Yeah. So it's like, that's a good point. You know, like, if you had a friend who behaved that way, you'd probably know or be prepared.
You know how many times my friends text me and say, can I get a free version of your podcast? It pisses me off.
Well, that's why they're no longer
how
your
dare
friends.
You? Yeah.
Yeah. Because you said my friends don't behave this way. Gotta cut you loose.
Yeah, but like, I honestly
sometimes they come over here and they're like, I know the owner, and I'm like, which one?
Which one?
Oh, which one?
My brother, he's been dead for 5 years.
Yep.
But no, I don't know. If I'm trying to think of examples, if a friend of mine had a small business, I wouldn't be like, send me free shit. Like,
I'd be like, I want to
give you more
really
money.
Well, yeah. And support your business.
Like,
right.
I'd be like, can I pay double for this?
I mean,
this?
If my friend owned Google, okay, sure. Maybe I'd be like, send me a phone or something. Like, a tablet. But that's different. But that's different because
if my friend owned a Google, okay, Christina.
That sounds like if you give a mouse a cookie, but like just way shittier, the corporate version. So this is a review of from datingsitesreviews.com. And this is a place where people discuss and rate different dating websites.
Okay, I need this for Human Seeking Human. This is amazing.
It's sort of like a cool cruiser forum, but a little more, believe it or not, more depressing, because it's people kind of just complaining about their bad experiences on dating apps and dating websites.
Oh my God,
websites.
That's perfect. Okay, this is good to know. Thank you.
Yeah, you should check it out. So this is a review of Plenty More Fish, which is interesting because I know of Plenty of Fish. But it's called Plenty More Fish.
It's actually a thing though?
Yeah.
A separate thing?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a knockoff?
Let me see. I want to make sure I get this right. Plenty More Let Fish. Go... Now Blaze is going to be like, why are you getting ads for dating apps?
And cremation services. Like, what are you planning?
Uh-oh. And life insurance policies.
Oh, it is real.
Single fish? Silver fish? Oh my God, the naughty pond.
I'm a naughty fish.
Naughty dating. The silver pond.
This is no strings, no problem.
Wink, wink.
Okay, you can do single parents,
Christian
singles.
Oh, but they send you to Plenty of Fish. So maybe it's a more specified version. You know what I mean?
Oh, this is... No, it's... Like, is it a UK version? Because when you scroll down, you get a map of the UK.
Oh, maybe. Maybe it is. It
might be the UK. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, you know what? That's probably what it is. Because every time I click one of them, it sends me to... It sends me to...
Plenty of Fish.
Yeah.
Probably because we're in the US, but maybe if you're in the UK, it would send you to Plenty More Fish. I think
you're totally right.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay. So this is a review of Plenty More Fish by Todd. Listen, I know these offices in Windsor. I know someone who works there. They are often meeting up in Las Vegas or Barcelona to discuss what new tricks they can play on lonely individuals in order to get their hard-earned coin out of them, as they are licensed crooks. I think we should organize a protest and picket their offices in Victoria Road, Windsor, and make public how rotten and corrupt these buggers are. End of review.
Well, if that doesn't tell you it's British, then I don't know, I know what
will. I should have figured that out from the comment. Yeah. But I do love the notion that they know this... They know someone who works there and knows all about their business trips and what they discuss in their conferences. Yeah. They get clearly some sort of secret intel into the conniving like, and that's scheming
so,
ways.
It's so funny that they're just like, like, I know how these people operate. Like, I know them. What the fuck?
Like, I know them and I'd like to protest and picket their offices.
If you had any sway and actually knew them, then maybe you could actually talk to them. But
this is a... So TripAdvisor sort of like Yelp... where they do like questions that people answer. They have the same thing called question and answer. And this is a question and answer section on Grill Bill, which is, I guess, the restaurant.
Oh, I thought we were on dating sites still. I was like, what?
That's Who's the, Bill? It's the UK version of Match.com.
It's just all for Bill?
Yeah. Grill Bill. Okay. This is a question by Sarah. Is this the owner whom goes around telling people he was a Navy SEAL only to find out through YouTube he was named and shamed, revealing he's only a PlayStation hero? If someone will do this, imagine what the quality of the food will be like. And this is a response. I know the owner, Sonny, personally. To my knowledge, he has never claimed to be a Navy SEAL. I've eaten there many times and the food is always great. Another answer. Nothing to do with Navy SEALs on our visit, and we spoke with the owners over the course of the night. If the food is anything to go on, maybe he should be awarded with some kind of medal. I'm sure the person loved that. And now here's the final answer that kind of actually answers what's going on.
I'm curious.
Yeah. No, it has since been proven that the man lied, as he only said it because the owner of the restaurant has a Punisher emblem on his car, which was later adopted by military groups. This does not make the owner a Navy SEAL, and neither did he say or tell stories of his time in any military group. You, sir, need to get your facts right before talking rubbish. End of review. Oh, so these are a lot of people who do know the owner stepping up to be like, I don't think this guy's ever said he's in the military. So you got
like the everybody who knows this owner one like little bit segment.
Love that. And I had to look up the Punisher logo because I'm embarrassing and I'm ignorant. That's okay. But it's that scary skull.
No, I know. It's from a comic book.
Yes.
And it's funny. I was reading some people talk about how it's been adopted by police officers.
Oh.
When
yikes,
the Punisher has spoken like in the comics. Was against the police and the like it was it's a whole thing of like that's they're using this symbol when they don't actually know. So
why would
represents.
You use a scary skull that's called Punisher to represent what you do? Why would you want to do
have
that?
Have you met the police in the U.S.?
No, have you? I trapped you. He's friends with the police.
They claim to be Navy SEALs, and it's not okay.
And but they just... should be awarded a Medal of Valor.
Whoa, okay.
Because their food
I am not agreeing with that one.
Their cremated corn is so good. It's so over the top. So... They deserve a purple ribbon. A purple heart. Whatever the fuck it's called.
You give a purple heart to the police officers of the USA.
Tie a purple ribbon around the old oak tree.
I'm gonna...
At Bill Grill.
Christina, you're just like mashing words together. You're just talking yourself in circles here.
Oh my god. Okay, I'm going to move on. This is a question and answer section on prickly pear, or for prickly pear on TripAdvisor. Is Friday catfish and shrimp all you can eat, and what price? Response from Trish. I know it is all you can eat. Price I don't know, but I know the owner personally. I can call him this morning if you'd like.
Oh my god. It's something where it's like kind of cute, where they're like excited to get to know the person. But at the same time, it's like, why don't you just call if you
the restaurant,
like the fact that they're just like putting this out as if like instead of actually answering the question, they just wanted a chance to throw in the fact that they know the owner. So like if you did know the owner and want to use that that to help you, then just call the owner, text them and be like, hey, just wondering.
Well, but they don't get a response because the owner knows that they're just on TripAdvisor again, reading the public's questions and then calling him to say, hey, we have another question about your opening hours.
Yeah. And the owner's like, are you using me for clout on TripAdvisor again?
Not again.
Oh my God.
For clout on TripAdvisor.
I mean, it's kind of sweet that people are excited to know these business owners.
Yeah, I mean, at least it's not like in a nasty way, you know.
True.
So those weren't, you know, obviously negative reviews, but you know, I started with those, so all good. Now we have redemptions, which I know that Sophie had asked for negative reviews, so I feel like we did that, but I want to end on some positivity here.
Please,
so
love that.
This is a 5-star review of the Belter Motel by Missy. Hello, Dawn. How are you? Miss you.
Okay, someone's getting murdered at this motel.
This is on TripAdvisor. Hello, Don. How are you? Miss you, baby. I know the owner. He's very sweet and handsome. He has good prices, clean, nice rooms, always check on you to see if you need anything. I would and will stay again in the Belter Motel.
And uh-oh.
Review?
Uh-oh.
He's like, no, you won't, because you are blacklisted.
I spent one night at the Belter Motel. Got to know the owner, if you know what I mean. That's what it's giving me vibes
Wink.
Of.
Wink. How it's you like, doing, baby?
Oh, yeah. I spent a great
night.
He's
like,
there.
Oh, no. I got to know the wrong person, because I'm never escaping her now.
Yeah. That does. It's interesting, though, hearing that. It reminds me of the Beach Shoe Sandy reviews. A lot of people say, hey, baby. Hi, Sandy.
I was like, what does that mean? Oh, no. I regret even wondering what it means.
Yeah.
Miss you, baby.
Miss
it's
you,
like,
baby. Yeah.
Okay. You know the owner to the point that you know he has clean rooms. That's doesn't indicate to me that you really know the owner. But what do I know? Not much. All right. So now this is the last one I have. And this is 5 stars of a skill for
Alexa. Oh.
Uh-oh. Sorry. Turn off, please.
Yeah. Sorry for everyone else.
Sorry, everybody.
You just did it. Said it twice.
This is a skill for Alexa.
Three times. What are you doing?
This is a skill for Alexa. Called Do It. This is the description. Just ask Alexa to give you inspiration and receive one of the most incredible and invigorating inspirational speeches you'll ever hear in your life. No other hardware is required. Simply say, give me inspiration. Stop.
Christina, this episode, okay, it was so smooth. I know we're all over the place, but now people are just going to be mad.
I'm not going to put all that in there.
It's going to be bleep. Bleep, 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 bleep.
Did you hear
you
how
said
last
it, like,
week
so many times.
I bleeped out
Christina Simon?
Bleeped out his name and then immediately we said it like 30 seconds later.
Multiple people were like, hey,
I know.
I know you said you were going to bleep this, but you only bleeped the first one. And I was like, God damn it.
I didn't even notice when I was editing. Obviously.
And well, Simon, so what happened was he messaged me and was like, oh my God, so funny that it made it in there. And I was like, by the way, people are saying that it didn't bleep the second time. And I was like, I can edit it if you want. And he was like, no, it's okay.
He was like, actually, I asked Christine not to edit it. I wanted my name attached. Renee texted me and was like, oh my God, Alex and Simon pissing out a window.
No.
I was like, how did you know it was Simon? Now I'm like, oh, wait.
Yeah. And duh. Now we're bringing it up again.
Now I've said
bring
it
more
times.
Attention to it.
So I'm sorry about saying A-L-E-X-A. Basically, you're supposed to say, give me inspiration. And this is a thing called. Yeah.
By the way, happy birthday to Kate. We're recording this on Kate's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Kate.
Simon's fiance.
Okay, sorry, that took me by.
I needed to throw that in there.
Okay, so this is, it's called Do It. It's basically here in inspirational speeches. We just did it and she wouldn't stop. So be careful if you try to use this on your own robot. This is a 5-star review of this task by Amazon customer. He's an okay guy. I know the guy who made this. He's all right. End of review. I did the like search through the site through Amazon's site for I know the guy who made this to see what would come up.
That's so specific.
Instead of owner, like the inventor or something. I didn't think it would be an inspirational app for.
I was gonna say I don't think we'll ever have a review of an A L E X A app again. Okay, maybe wow. I should look into it.
You probably
it.
Will.
Yeah, but like I would never have thought to find something
but
like
honestly,
that.
But so honestly, if so this guy, specific. If I read this about my app, I'd be like, screw you. You know me and I'm okay. I'm all right.
Yeah, true.
He's all right. He's an okay guy.
Unless it's like.
He's not awesome.
Yeah.
He's not worth inspirational messages, but he's okay.
Yeah, that's so random.
Why would you
though?
Even write but that?
That is such a random, like, that's why I'm like inclined to believe it, only because who would like, lie about knowing the developer
the
of this app?
To find this specific exactly. app, it's not like anything super famous.
Exactly. But yeah, you'd think that if you went to support your friend with that, you wouldn't just say, he's an okay guy, but...
If your friend was like, hey, can you leave a review for my new self-published novel? And you're like, it's fine, I guess. Yeah. I'd be like, wow, you are no longer my friend.
And but they didn't even like say much about the app. They just said, oh, he's an okay guy. Like, clearly, he doesn't. this reviewer does not give a shit about the app.
No, or really
or
about
really
him.
The person, I guess.
Or, quite frankly, about their friendship, because yeah. it doesn't seem like it's going to last very long. Anyway, that's all I have.
It's wonderful.
This
Thank
is a
you.
Long episode. Good. Hour and a half.
That's one of our goals. We want to bring you more content. So, yeah, if you missed it, we have we just talked about it. We had Between You and Us just released on Monday. Last week, we had a Patreon episode. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we'll bring more of those, of course, next month. And I think that's about it.
That's about it on my end, too.
Sounds great. We should probably give a theme and challenge, though, for next week.
My
we
two tabs
forgot.
Open are Blue Whale of Catoosa and Chip and Joanna Gaines. So, let me... At least it's not Plenty More Fish anymore.
All right. Our theme is somewhat relevant, actually, in our lives recently, and is also a suggestion from a listener from this morning. So Sophie says, hi, I've been buying lots of seeds and plants on Etsy and nurseries. Some of the reviews are hilarious. I usually think it is because they weren't patient enough with the plants or impatience with germinating the seeds, stuff that I don't know anything about. So I could see how... other people who also have no idea what they're doing would go and write negative reviews.
Would assume that they're doing things right and maybe they're not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think we should just do like reviews of nurseries. Okay, that sounds like plant
garden centers.
Garden centers. Is that better?
Yeah.
Yeah. Plant things. But yeah, if we find like Etsy ones or whatever, that works too. But
wait, Etsy what?
Like people on Etsy that sell plants too.
Oh, okay.
Like
so,
but like gardening kind of.
Are we putting all of that in the title? Is that going to fit? All of what you just said?
Yeah. Reviews of nurseries, plants,
garden centers. Seeds?
And seeds, germination. Etsy plant sellers.
Plant sales.
With the stuttering that I do too, like in the title.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll find a freaking title.
We'll find a title. Somebody will figure it out
for
us.
You know what the theme is. You get the idea. Plants grow. People write reviews. We read them. End of story.
What else do you need to know, folks? Okay, here's your challenge. This is from Katie, who is buying an ice maker. No.
Congratulations for your chicken.
She says, I was browsing Amazon for ice cube trays. Is it rude that there are still freezers without ice makers in the year of our Lord 2021 or what? And I'm like, yeah, that blows. And then she said, I found this, I came across these trays that make tiny ice cubes and,
why?
What?
Why do you need tiny? I don't know.
I guess for like your chicken. I don't know.
Gross. Okay.
And so she says, my challenge is to find reviews where people complained about, I'll explain this.
So I'm cutting you off for a reason.
Yeah.
So far, there is literally nothing.
No context.
I have like no idea what to
I thought
expect.
You were about to guess it. Anyway.
No, because I'm like. A challenge involving ice cubes?
Sort of. Okay.
I'm curious.
Find reviews where people complained about not getting an item related to the item they bought, but definitely weren't supposed to get. Like in this review for this ice cube tray where they complained that there wasn't any ice with the ice cube tray and 267 people found it helpful, which might be a joke review.
Yeah,
but
that one sounds like a joke review.
But essentially the idea is like, I didn't get this thing. Like when they make those obvious statements like, does not come with like blank not included, which is like obviously the dog is not included with the leash you're buying or whatever it is, something stupid like that.
Okay, got it.
That they I don't know. I hope that's not too hard.
We'll find out.
Okay. Thank you, Katie. And I hope you found it nice ice tray.
Yeah. And hopefully it didn't come with ice because that would be weird.
Yes, it would.
Yeah. All right, everyone. Thank you. This was a fun one. And we'll talk to you next week about plants and shit.
Do you want me to say all that again?
Yeah,
we'll talk
please.
To you about plants, I'm gonna stuff, just start gardens, walking away. Nurseries, Etsy.
Germination.